Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. The telephone number to call in and join us live on the air is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. You can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It's all good. We've been talking about on and off tonight this pipeline that has apparently suffered some sort of cyber attack that has caused them to shut the entire thing down. This is the Colonial Pipeline, and it is supposedly responsible for about half of the U.S. East Coast's fuel supply. This, of course, is sparking speculation of price increases and everything from diesel fuel to gas at the pumps to even jet fuel and that type of thing. We could talk more about that. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Bonnie.
I first want to tell you about the Crypto 6. On March 16th, 2021, terrorists, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio that I'm sitting in right now, the Bitcoin Embassy, which is on the other side of town, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people in total were arrested. These people are called the Crypto Six. They were all taken into custody. Four of them were released on various bail conditions, but the person known as Nobody and Ian Freeman both remain held hostage in jail. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's some information up there. There's a video. Then there are also multiple ways in which you could donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges just are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency possibly for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund. You can find out more about the whole situation over at thecrypto6.com. One more time, thecrypto6.com. All right. Continuing on, let's go to Dan the Man calling from Tennessee. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
This does concern pretty much everything that has been going on, a.k.a. pipeline, how the country's leaning so far left, it's out of hand. Research of George Soros' color revolution, purple revolution, that's what's going on in America, started back in the Obama days. Started researching it, and Fox News, any of the big stars you could think of that come to mind, anybody from The Rock, when they've started wearing the purple, they're basically on board with it and will further that agenda of Soros's thing. He's financed and backed BLM, and we know how long that's been going on.
So what is the purpose of this color revolution or purple? Is it purple revolution? Is that what you're calling it?
In America, it's the purple revolution. He's done it in numerous countries around the world. Each country that he's had a hand in, destabilizing, basically transforming that country into his worldview, so to speak. He's had a yellow, like I said, different. When people research it, I suggest not going necessarily through straight up through Google, because we all know how Google sends you to what they feel. Do it through a VPN, such as, DuckDuckGo or another private thing.
Sure.
And it will give you multiple articles on it. And I've just started really, really digging into it lately.
Yeah.
And even just to see, like, I started noticing it on different TV channels, different the news, the Weather Channel. They're always talking about climate change, and that's all. This is all part of. I mean, this is huge, and it's been going on for a while. But I even picked up Obama's his book, his autobiography, and even then, I was noticing. Wait, he's wearing purple, and in different things, and even Biden right now. Either the purple tie, purple jacket, Kamala, same thing, purple, Nancy Pelosi. And these are different things that I've either found it online or I've seen it on myself on different TV channels,
mm-hmm.
or in newspapers. And even in The Rock, you know, Rock, he was conservative for the longest.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, you're talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, lost all mad respect for him just because of what he's done, but he came out and backed Biden, okay?
Oh, now, I didn't know that.
And I've seen this in a magazine. I flipped the page, and I'm like, wait a minute. There he is, and he's thinking about running for office, and here he is. He's wearing a purple jacket. I'm like, okay, this is getting out of hand.
Are you sure, Dan, that they're not all just big fans of Prince?
Well, Prince is one. I was actually going to say it's really interesting because I've never heard of this before in my life, but I've noticed some weird thing about the color purple with all celebrities. Like Justin Bieber, his favorite color is purple, and that's part of like his fans' like whole culture. Like all of his fans will wear purple to his shows and all the stuff because it's his favorite color.
It's the backing. It is for the America. We have ours is the purple revolution, purple color revolution from George Soros. This is what's going on. And I mean, I just like I said, I try to research stuff, but this is just too much of a coincidence. Fox, you know, when Hillary was running against Trump, they were all for Hillary. Yeah, I mean, you have a few. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, you know, but there was quite a bit of the Fox people that started were back in Hillary. Okay. And then I never really knew about purple thing back then. Then I just started finding out and researching and whatnot. Well, that made sense. And now, since Biden's got in, they've just went full blown. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the streamers or the background or certain employees there now that will be wearing purple. Okay. And then they have fired anybody that would not go along with their new agenda.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything they preach now, it's controlled opposition, of course, but still, if you're bought out, you're bought out. Or if you're sold out, you're sold out.
Sure. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dan. We do appreciate you. That's interesting. I've not heard of this before. And, you know, I've pulled up just a couple of quick things here online. But I'll do some more looking into what this is all about. And, Dan, the man, thank you for the call tonight.
I think that's, like, I'm really confused about how that's really a conspiracy theory. I mean, you're going to see the color purple everywhere if you're looking for it. But
right.
It's just weird because, for me, I've just been like, what is up with their thing with purple? And I can't think of any other example right now. I can think of Prince and Justin Bieber. Can't think of another one right now, but I thought of it before myself.
I was actually just making a joke about the Prince thing because, you know, Purple Rain and he'd always wear purple.
Yep, but you know, so why? I mean, but he did say that this was George Soros' thing starting in Obama years and Prince's before that, so I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the trouble with colors. Colors generally denote gangs of some sort, right?
Yep.
And gangs can be anything from, well, your stereotypical example in the United States would be the Bloods and the Crips, right? One wears blue, the other one wears red. What other two organizations in the United States are identified by blue or red?
Fire department and police.
Okay. Think bigger now.
Police and fire department. Oh, yeah. Republican and Democrat. I was like, police and fire department.
Yeah.
Well,
so now, are these all part of the same gang?
Yep.
Right? Are all the reds on one side and all the blues on the other side? No matter
yeah. Oh, yeah,
what your affiliation
mix them
is?
Together, they're purple.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I didn't either.
We're getting all color wheel here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is a little off the rails for our normal topics.
Did you know that black is the absence of color?
Isn't it also like all colors mixed together?
That's white.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, white is the reflection of all colors. Black is the absence of color. So when you wear something black, it's not really black. It's just that it's not reflecting really any color.
So weird.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to get on the air. This is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've got more for you on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
a terrible impression of toms. That's what you call those drums that drummers hit that sit in front of them. One of them is the snare. That's when they go snap. And the other ones that are sort of above those are called toms. There's tom 1, tom 2, tom 3, tom 4. You can have more toms than that, but yeah. Some people call them tom-toms. Because, I don't know, because I guess if they say the same word twice, it changes
it's
the
cuter.
Meaning. Yeah, I don't know. Henry Cho, a stand-up comedian, used to do a great routine about how women, when they say the same word twice, changes the meaning. like you know, girls will say to you, well, was it a date or was it a date-date?
Was it a date or was it a date?
Oh, you have actual real dates here, right? Yeah, so was it a date or a date-date, right? And so he said that he got really upset when one of his dude friends came up to him after he went on a date and was like, dude, was it a date or was it a date-date? And he said, well, yeah, it was a date. I spent money. Yeah. Henry Cho, love you. At any rate, this is Free Talk Live.
Why don't you marry David Cho?
It's not that kind of love. Holy cow. Are you not into art in any way, shape, or form? Do you not have, like, favorite artists? You do in music.
Yeah.
I know you do. I know you love Tom Petty.
I love Tom Petty and I love Lady Gaga.
Why don't you marry Tom Petty?
I would love to, but he's dead.
I mean, that's dead people get married all the time, apparently. Have you seen government records? Hell, dead people vote.
True.
At any rate, this is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
The telephone number for you to call in is 603-283-6160. The phones are full right now. I have to admit that I am a human, and I hung up on somebody calling themselves Professor Know-Nothing. That was an accident. Professor, if you'd like to call back, please keep trying. We'll try and get your call on the air. And before we go on, I want to tell you about ForkFest 2021. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized. And that means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat link, and there's also an unofficial forum. Again, links to those over at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with the captain. It'll be fun. All right. So somebody called in to tell me that... On the subject of purple, right, because we were talking about that, the caller called in about the purple conspiracy, the Soros conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, purple was the most difficult color to make back in the day. Textile, you know, first coming up, Mesopotamian era, that kind of stuff. And so, because it was so difficult to make, only the elites would wear purple.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, like, right, yeah. Royal and everything.
Right, so he just wanted us to know that. And then let's go ahead and go right to the phones. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm Bonnie.
Whatever.
Don't forget Papillon. Papillon, they sent him to the penal colony in somewhere in South America to catch butterflies. With the royal purple and the blue for the money.
Do butterflies flutter by?
Is that true? Because isn't Papillon butterfly in French?
Yeah, that's why they called it Papillon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, did you ever watch
the movie, read the book?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. Steve McQueen? I believe. Steve McQueen, right?
1973, Steve McQueen. Yep. Got an 8.0 over at IMDb. Director was Franklin J. Schaffner.
I just took French in high school. That's the only reason I knew that.
Steve McQueen, Dustin Hoffman, and Victory Jory. I didn't know Dustin Hoffman was in it. Must be young Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Anything else, David?
And Oh yeah, I got lots of stuff. And I thought when you were doing that drumming, well, I was gonna talk about the, well, I was gonna whistle blow. But when you were doing your drum thing, to me it sounded like you were trying to imitate El Chombo.
I don't know what El Chombo is.
Chacaron, 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 chacaron. No, 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 no. You know it now?
No.
Yeah, that one. That's what it sounds like. Look it up. It's a funny song. It's a funny video.
I know El Sancho.
You know what?
El Sancho.
I don't know that one.
I know El. I know El Captain Kickass.
There you go. And so bringing it back to New Mexico, as we always do. So, for real, for real? Is it, yeah. Now or now, now?
Now or right now?
Later?
Right, just right
later
now.
Later or later, later?
I say right now, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm not only here, I'm here, here.
For real, for real?
Here, here.
Or just for real?
Here, here.
Here, here.
Way. All right.
This is great radio. I'm sure
yeah.
Mark would be really proud of us.
Yeah, probably not.
Speaking of great radio, I was doing some whistleblower stuff, and this doesn't just apply to New Mexico, it applies everywhere, because I called up one of our senators the other day, a state senator, after she had made an appearance on KKOB radio in Albuquerque, and I informed her of something that she did, of which she did not know, and that was that KKOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, like PJ Trout, kind of shows, they keep a blacklist of callers that they will not let question their politicians when the politicians come on the radio show and you want to ask them a question.
But you got
and,
through.
But if you're on their black,
you got
what?
To talk to her, though?
Yeah, but you got through and got to talk to her.
No, 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 no. I called her on her cell phone.
Oh.
After so she got off the radio.
So you're stalking her?
Yes.
Oh.
And as I was stalking her, I informed her of this blacklist so that she was now aware of something which she was not previously aware. And that's what I'm calling about, because this happens everywhere, not just in New Mexico. New Mexico is just, like the FBI says, the most corrupt state in the nation, including Illinois.
Wow.
Oh,
so
it is
I'm
certainly the land of entrapment. That is a fact.
Yes. And I did some, in addition to this whistleblowing, I did some investigating, and I have completed one phase of my investigation, and I have concluded that on the KKOB radio, they have a new guest, actually he's a new host, and actually he's a returning host, because he had to go into recovery because he turned into a drunk and he couldn't do his job anymore, and they fired him, and then he went to rehab for years, and now he's weaseled his way back onto the radio, Jim Villanucci, and I had to determine now, because Jim Villanucci, they gave him his own weekend show, and I determined that it's not him that was keeping a blacklist against me, but instead it was Jared Hart and Brandon Hagney at KKK.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. Try and be more interesting next time. That's really all I have to say. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to be more interesting than David from New Mexico, feel free to give us a call here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the east and south. Representative Nancy Mace says federal authorities will work quickly to try to make sure a similar attack doesn't happen again. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that she's worried about the consequences if the frequency of these attacks increase.
That we're totally unprepared for these kinds of incidences, and that they might continue to increase in the future. I mean, that's the greatest fear, and that's why I believe that you'll see the federal government really trying to work hard and help this the company figure out what did happen. We're going to have a lot of questions that we're going to want answered.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. and its allies face an increasing set of threats from potential adversaries such as China, Russia, and North Korea. John Clemens reports.
That was the assessment from Admiral Charles Richard, commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, speaking during a Brookings Institution conference call.
Conditions are changing, and we need to rethink how we're going to do deterrence, particularly under crisis conditions.
While not naming peer adversaries like China or Russia, Admiral Richard said this is a first for the nation.
We have never before as a nation had to deter two peer nuclear-capable competitors at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And at least 30 people are dead and more than 50 wounded after a bomb exploded Saturday near a girls' school in Kabul. Many of the victims are believed to be students at that school. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack, condemning the bombing for targeting civilians. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night version. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about anything at all. Anything that's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. Get it off your chest, whatever it is. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold, so if lines are busy, keep trying. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And I just want to check in real quick with some of the chat comments. I don't think I'm seeing all of them tonight for some reason, but we have the following comments from a few people. Bonnie is crazy cute. There you go, Bonnie. A little ego boost for you.
Thanks.
Somebody says, LMAO, you play Fox News. That's true. In the top of the hour segments, we have a news program. Just happens to be Fox News that plays. We used to have a different one, but that one stopped being produced, so we really had no choice then to play something else. And I didn't make the choice, but that's what it was. The barbed wire commercial was just a parody, right? We play these audio bits from The Onion that Ian...
That
he clips and sews together and has an entire library of these things, and we play them for your entertainment. They are funny, but yes, please be aware that those commercials are humor content. They're not real commercials and that type of a thing. So, you know, use your own judgment. So, all right. So before we go on, we've been talking about the big story, of course, is the pipeline that was under a cyber attack. This is called the Colonial Pipeline. It's responsible for about half of the East Coast's fuel delivery. It has been shut down as a result of this cyber attack, and I don't know if we'll get to more of this story or not, but that is the lead story from Reuters.com. And before we get to your calls, I want to say thank you to somebody called, well, this is almost funny. This person is called Dodger. I almost read it as Dozier because, you know, tonight's the big Doge night, apparently. For all you Doge fiends out there, get along, little Doge. I know a lot of you have sunk a whole bunch of your life savings and your second and third mortgages into Doge now, in the hopes that Elon Musk will merely mutter the word Doge at some point tonight on his Saturday Night Live appearance, in hopes that your money will double, triple, quadruple, and even 10x itself, taking you straight to the moon and allowing you to buy Lamborghinis and mansions the likes of which only NFL star players can afford.
It could happen.
I wish you the best in those endeavors if you're a Dozier. I think it's a little scary if you did any of the things that I said, like a second or third mortgage on your house to put into this thing. You know, don't risk any more than you can afford to lose. I don't want to see anybody who's getting into cryptocurrency go, well, I lost my life savings because I thought I would do this because of Elon Musk.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I am not a financial advisor, and you shouldn't listen to anything I say.
Right.
Ever.
And you are also responsible for your own actions. So, there you go. That's my rant. Anyway, tonight's amplifier is named Dodger, not Dozier. Dodger. And Dodger is a silver-level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month to the AMP program. What is the AMP program? Well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And so he gives $5 a month, Dodger does. And what that does is it goes directly to help get this radio program onto more radio stations around the country. We're currently on something like 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300, maybe even more radio stations around the country. It's all up to you. Please find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Dodger. Said it by mistake. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dodger. Last night, a friend of mine that I love was asking for, like...
Why don't you marry him?
Whatever. He was asking for, like, Bitcoin advice, and he said he wanted to put $6,000 into Doge. I was like, wow, that's a cool idea. I would recommend putting some into Bitcoin Cash and Monero and...
Maybe Ethereum?
Yeah, other things like that.
Although Ethereum's on the rise now. I don't know. I might wait till a dip shows up, but...
Well, either way, just maybe don't put all of your savings into Doge, but put some. And hold. And hold even when it goes down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that.
You're early into all crypto.
So that's Bonnie's not a financial advisor advice. Don't listen to anything she says.
Or
listen to anything that I say regarding that either. But make your own decisions, please. So first in line, we're going to go to Professor Know-Nothing, who did call back, calling from Florida. Professor Know-Nothing, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello.
We lost you. Can't hear you.
Yeah, it sounds like your phone might be breaking up. I don't know. I can hear you now, though.
My subject was toilets.
What about them?
I just wanted to talk about the dumbing down of American society. So go into a restaurant and just ask an employee where the toilet is. Mm-hmm. And they'll look at you like you have three eyes. Or go into 7-Eleven. It just seems so ridiculous. They go, oh, the restroom? Or the bathroom? And it's like, no, just the toilet. And then it just seems so ridiculous to me. It's just to talk about the counterculture and some of these buzzwords. So, and another thing that's funny about toilets is most of them are left-hand flush, and now they have the silly ones in the middle, and I don't know if anybody else finds themselves with the low-flow toilets. Now you have the number one or the number two.
Yeah.
Which one to push?
Right, yeah. I find myself that... All the time. Which one is the... Do they do different things, even?
Yeah, I know.
And it's so so inconvenient to push in the middle.
Yeah.
For me. How are you supposed to spin around and push the butt in the middle?
And the other thing is, I use my foot to flush if it's like a regular type of flush. Like a
public restroom and it's a regular flush, yeah, use your foot.
Yeah, I use my foot. And you can't use your foot to press those little buttons in the top middle, so those are annoying.
Yeah. Also, cold toilet seats. I hate cold toilet seats.
Oh, yeah, that's why I have a heated one. It's great.
And I don't know if you've tried a, what do you call it, where you rock a bidet.
The bidet.
I highly recommend them. At my lady's house, we have one, and they are a beautiful thing. So my first date, I go over to this lady's house, and there's no toilet paper anywhere.
You're like, how do I use the three shells?
I knew she was kind of hippie and kind of green, but I was kind of appalled that there was no toilet paper. But it was in the drawer. You just had to ask.
Oh, I was going to say, I wouldn't.
It works really well. So first you wash, then you dry. But once you start using them, you're at a loss without them. Because it works so well. It's just talking about clean and refreshing.
Yep. Well, perhaps it will catch on. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Professor Know Nothing. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling back. I don't even remember when I first saw those, like, the little circle thing in the middle of the toilet to flush. Like, I remember being confused by it, and I was like, that must be the flush, because I don't see the regular handle on the left. And so then, of course, you know, I pressed one of them, and it worked. I was like, oh, I guess that's how you do it. But, yeah, I haven't bothered to, like, consult the magic rectangle in my pocket that knows everything to see why there's two buttons. I imagine that one is for, like, a light flush.
Yeah, because one has, like, a picture of one raindrop, and the other has a picture of two raindrops.
Oh, I didn't see that. I only saw the two buttons.
Maybe on most of them. I feel like these are always in Circle K's, which I feel like aren't even up here. Are there Circle K's up here?
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
You can't use your foot.
There are no Circle K's in New Hampshire that I'm aware of.
Mm.
There may be, but I haven't seen any. They don't seem like the chain for up here.
What about a Valero?
They have those on the West Coast. But I haven't seen those here either.
I was just trying to sound really Texan.
Yeah, okay. You want to sound Texan? You gotta get with the drawl.
Where's the H-E-B?
And say things like y'all and fixin to you.
Y'all, I'm fixin to go crazy. There's no H-E-B around here.
This is Free Talk Live. More of your calls and thoughts are on the way. If you'd like to join us, please dial 603-283-6160. And you can talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. Although, if you missed our show tonight, almost as soon as it's over, within 15-20 minutes generally, the episode will be posted at freetalklive.com. So, you know, if the show's over, you know, go make yourself a snack, whatever it is you got to do, you know, prepare for your nightly rituals, all that kind of stuff. And if you missed it, why, you can just go to freetalklive.com. And most days, barring any technical difficulties, the latest episode is there by about 10:30 Eastern time, generally speaking.
Before you go look for it, brush your teeth. It's the law.
Thanks, Bonnie. I spilled the beans. I'm supposed to do things like, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and...
It's Bonnie.
Which I already announced. Thank you. I'd give you the phone number, but it's the final segment. You're likely not going to get in. But save it for the next time. We're here 7 days a week. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. There's only a few exceptions when we don't do a live call-in show, and that's if we're at, like, a festival or if something else goes awry. It's very rare that this is not a live show. We attempt to bring you a live show 365 days a year. We probably come close. We probably come in at, like, 352 or something like that.
What? So, I feel like it's way more than that. We missed, like, less than 10.
Okay, you know, I'm just pulling numbers out. You know, I don't know what they actually are.
Irresponsibly.
I know, yeah. I'm just making stuff up now. Let's continue with your phone calls. We'll go to Alex in South Carolina. Alex, you are on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Yeah, just enjoying your show. Now, I got off early. Usually on Saturdays, we're kind of late, but listen to the show again when I get the chance.
Thanks.
And thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. I probably got unlimited internet access. I'm going to keep that at bay. I'm not going to go crazy over it. So I heard about your show. You're on 710, also the free download or whatever.
Yep.
I'm going to do all that. And I also like your co-host tonight. I really enjoy listening to her. She's kind of, what they say, talk softly, carry a big stick. She's real soft-spoken.
Yeah, don't let Bonnie fool you. When she gets angry, why, she can be rather kick-ass herself.
Yeah, she's there where she is. And she just says it, and it kind of gets, you know, she's like a poet. She says it, you know, in a soft way, but it gets right to the point. But the reason I'm calling is just, you know, I started listening to the show, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I've called in occasionally, but I have finally, it's the first time I have completely cut off, stopped watching TV.
Nice.
It feels like, and I was always rationalized. Well, I watch this favorite show, I watch Monk, I watch anything else. And I'm realizing, and what I love about your show, is it real, you tell people don't be, you know, one of these minions or lemmings, because really, it's a lot of brainwashing going on, and how powerful the media is. And I do listen to a lot of talk radio, but I've cut that back a lot. And I want to have free thoughts in my head, you know. I remember quickly going back, I remember the band Van Halen and the lead singer David Lee Roth.
Yep, I remember.
And they had an interview with him and asked, what about your smart guy? But he said, I'm a vidiot. In the words, V-I-D-I-O-T, because I grew up watching videos and all that.
Yep.
And I'm kind of in the same boat, but I've really branched down. I want to have my own thoughts. And yeah, my girlfriend likes to watch TV. I come in, she's like, yeah, I turn it off. And it's just like the easiest thing I've ever done. And I just say, hey, I love your show. And, I look forward to listening to you more often. And I'll get off the air and listen to your response. Take care. Bye.
Appreciate the call, Alex. Thank you.
I love the way he said that. He wants to have his own thoughts in his head, because I was telling Ian the same thing, like, a month before the raid. I was like, I just feel like my thoughts are completely hijacked by, like, Lady Gaga and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Because when I get on Instagram, I am suggested all these posts about Lady Gaga and Britney Spears, and I can look at it for hours.
Yeah.
I'm a pop enthusiast.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. Like, my thoughts weren't my own. My dreams would be about, like, what if the government was making me into the next Britney Spears? Yay!
Wow. That's interesting. I also like what the caller mentioned about not watching television. Now, at a young age, I got to move around from different state to different state, or different city, different area to different area. And then that continued through my early teens and early 20s. And I kind of started coming out of the fog when I started paying attention, as you move from city to city, state to state, you start paying attention to the news, right? Because you're like, well, these people seem really familiar, but they're different than the people on the news that I watched in the last place I was at.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, and we're in a different time zone now, so the news comes on at 5 instead of 6, where it came on at 6 instead of 5. And so you start noticing these differences between the newscasts, right? And then you start noticing the similarities between the newscasts, and you go, oh, these are all basically identical except for the local content, right? Local content being anything for, you know, the local city region, right? Oh, there's a festival going on in downtown, blah, blah, blah today, right? That's a local thing. Or the weather. The weather is always local to the area of the broadcast of that particular television station, right? But outside of that, the news broadcasts were nearly identical, right? They always had the man sitting on the left and the woman sitting on the right of the news desk. Really weird, right? Like, you would think somebody would flip them around at some point. But no, that didn't happen, at least not that I observed, right? And then all of the formats were sort of the same. And you could tell that these people were reading teleprompters as well. They had papers in front of them, and they would do things like, you know, grab the papers and shuffle them and, you know, smack them upon the top of the desk as they were, you know, saying their words, but they were really reading from teleprompters. And so I was like, that's really weird too, because you would think if you were delivering the news, you'd be able to talk about it off the cuff. You know, we talk about stuff off the cuff all the time here at Free Talk Live. We bring in an article, of course, but we don't have speech writers writing things for us. We don't have anybody giving us bullet points to talk about, because the philosophy of freedom is based in principle. You don't need any of that stuff if you're, you know, if you have a philosophy and it's based in principle, and the non-aggression principle is part of your philosophy, then you actually don't need any of that to talk about stuff.
And I feel like people are conditioned to always, like, use the same talking points over and over and act like that's an actual discussion. And you want to know how? It's through competition shows. So, like, I used to always watch all kinds of competition shows, including Project Runway, which has Heidi Klum judging, like, different creators' clothing designs. And they all just do the same things whenever they show they're deliberating. It's like, well, I liked this, but I didn't like that. And I've just noticed so often people mimicking that same, they suddenly get into it whenever they want to talk about things, they, you know, comparing things. They just get into that deliberating judge on a competition show yes. talk. And there's something called RuPaul's Drag Race I've personally never been into. But, like, all my friends are into it. And I've heard them start talking about, like, the ones they want to win and what's going on. And all of a sudden, they're talking in that same deliberating voice. Like, I liked this. But it's just the same talking points. I can't really explain it unless yeah. you've seen the
Well, there's people that I call repeaters.
Mm.
Right? And I'll bump into these people. I don't know. It's real common in sports. Or if you're at, like, some place where you're amongst the chat with strangers, you know, a bar
sports.
Or something like that. Sports is real common, where you'll meet a guy, you know, the day after the big game or whatever, and you'll say something about the game. And he'll say a direct quote from some BSPN commentator or some local sports commentator, right, who probably repeated the same thing because he was told to because they're reading from the same copy or whatever it is. And these people just repeat it as if it's their own opinion.
That's exactly what I'm exactly describing.
And the same
exactly.
thing happens with politics as well.
Yep.
People will read or see something on their political news channel du jour, CNN, Fox News, for example, and then they will go and repeat that as if it was their own opinion rather than actually looking into what politics are, where it came from, why it exists, why it's wrong.
I'm such a rebel because I have the same opinion as every single major media news station and Hollywood and the government.
Yeah, that doesn't make you anything except a drone, in my opinion. Sadly, we are out of time, so it seems, for this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We appreciate you tuning in. Remember, you can find more at freetalklive.com, including the archives going back decades. Thanks. Peace.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.